It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 7th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $66,694. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,771. And Binance Coin is up 1% at $443. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours. Near Protocol up 23%. Render up 32%. Well, South Korea has reached out to Interpol for assistance in extraditing Terra co-founder Do Kwon, who faces charges including securities fraud. The National Police Agency sent a request to Interpol's General Secretariat. This comes after a Montenegro court revoked Kwon's extradition to the U.S., allowing South Korea to reiterate its own request. For his part, Kwon has maintained his innocence against the accusations. Well, SEC Commissioners Hester Pierce and Mark Ueda criticized the SEC's recent enforcement action against Shapeshift, calling it a part of the agency's inconsistent crypto policy. The SEC accused Shapeshift of being an unregistered securities dealer, using the Howey test to determine this. The two commissioners noted that the SEC's order lacked clarity on which crypto assets were considered securities and also failed to provide adequate explanation. They argued that the actions contribute to the overall uncertainty in the crypto industry in the United States. Well, bankrupt crypto lender BlockFi has agreed to a $874 million settlement with FTX and Alameda Research Estates. The settlement aims to resolve BlockFi's claims against FTX and Alameda following FTX's collapse in 2022. If approved by the court, BlockFi customers are expected to receive those claims in full. Last month, the settlement between BlockFi and Three Arrows Capital was also approved by a U.S. bankruptcy court. Well, Spain has temporarily banned WorldCoin for up to 3 months as the country's data protection watchdog investigates the cryptocurrency project. The company is facing complaints about insufficient information, data collection from miners, and the ability to withdraw consent. The Spanish regulator ordered the project to stop collecting and processing personal data and to halt the use of already collected information. WorldCoin criticized the Spanish authority for bypassing established GDPR procedures. WorldCoin continues to face scrutiny from regulators over its iris scanning techniques. And finally, the Central Bank of Nigeria is teaming up with Glua, a blockchain infrastructure firm, to boost adoption of the country's digital currency, the e-Naira. The partnership follows a spat with Binance that resulted in the crypto exchange stopping supporting the Nigerian Naira amid regulatory challenges. Glua plans to introduce its Credl technology to the e-Naira, allowing users to build decentralized credit profiles while transacting with the digital currency. The goal is to onboard millions of Nigerians and establish the e-Naira as the go-to option for loans. Despite being the world's second digital currency, the e-Naira has faced adoption troubles, with only a small percentage of wallets actively engaging in transactions. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.